Hollywood celebrities push left-wing No Kings rallies to send a signal to the Trump regime. By Warner Todd Houston on October 17, 2025. The list of Hollywood and entertainment industry celebrities pushing the rabidly anti-Trump No Kings movement continues to grow as professional organized leftists set protests nationwide this weekend. Pop singer Billie Eilish joined the rush for the left-wing attack on the U.S. with her Instagram account, as did Marissa Tomei and Misha Collins. Proud extremist and former Star Wars star Mark Hamill, for instance, claimed that Trump is somehow like a king for his foreign policy with Argentina. Hamill took to his left-wing bubble social media account on Blue Sky to blast Trump and tout No Kings. He gives $20 billion of our dollars to bail out Argentina without consulting Congress or the American people. Does that seem like the actions of a king to you? Join us and let him know just what you think about that this Saturday, 10/18. Hashtag no thrones, no crowns, no underscore kings. Image or embed. Mark Hamill, at markhamillofficial.bsky.social. October 15, 2025 at 1:31 p.m. Comedian and podcaster Michael Ian Black also plied his Blue Sky account to push the communist-supported No Kings rallies. No doubt there will be some provocations and scuffles. But whatever fears the Republicans are trying to gin up with their talk of Marxists and Antifa and terrifying naked bicycle rides are likely to wind up as limp as, well, you fill in the blank. michaelianblack.substack.com/p/waitingfo. Image or embed. Michael Ian Black, at michaelianblack.bsky.social. October 15, 2025 at 9:54 p.m. Actress Mia Farrow claimed that her support of the rally sends a signal that the Trump regime is losing legitimacy. If we turn up on the streets for No Kings, Saturday, we the people are sending a signal to the Trump regime that they are losing legitimacy. Also, we are expressing solidarity with our neighbors. Mia Farrow, at myafarrow.bsky.social, October 17, 2025 at 8:33 a.m. Several others also pushed the anti-American rallies on their Blue Sky accounts. On Saturday, October 18, I'm asking you to attend the No Kings March in your local communities. We have witnessed the increasing authoritarianism and its policies in our country. We dissent. Barbara Streisand, at barbarastreisand.bsky.social, October 17, 2025 at 2:44 a.m. I'm planning on going to No Kings gathering this weekend in Central Texas. And since I was terminated by MSNBC a few weeks ago, can someone let me know where to pick up paycheck that GOP keeps talking about? I have asked many folks going to No Kings, and none are getting paid. Matthew Dowd, at matthewdowd.bsky.social, October 16, 2025 at 4:33 p.m. The most patriotic thing that you can do is say No Kings. And our creator Tony Gilroy urges people to participate in the No Kings protest on October 18. Image or embed. Culture Crave, at culturecrave.co, October 14, 2025 at 12 p.m. Actress Jean Smart shared a video with her fans on Instagram touting the No Kings rallies. Marvel superhero actor Mark Ruffalo also jumped to Instagram. For his part, failed late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel used his TV monologue to push the far-left rallies, and even compared them to the American Revolution. Kimmel, the American Revolution was a No Kings rally. pic.twitter.com/jockrefkeebs. Tom Elliott, at Tom's Elliott, October 17, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.